Leaders. CIA church leaders are calling on President William Ruto and his deputy, Rigathi Gachagua, to engage each other and cool down the rising political temperatures, those risks dividing the country. Through the CIA County Church Leaders Forum, the religious leaders are lamenting that the verbal exchange between deputy president and alleged associates of the president were making Kenyans question the two leaders' faith in Christianity that they used to secure their current positions. Speaking in CIA Town today after the forum meeting, the leaders, led by their chairman, Archbishop James Opiyo Anyango, called on politicians across the political divide to engage on talks that can unify the country. Archbishop Opiyo called on Deputy President to respect the President and seek for a private meeting with him to address issues that he thinks are not going right. The organizing secretary of the forum, Bishop Wilfred Omolo, said that as Christians, the two should be in the forefront of championing dialogue. Bishop Martin Arara, a member of the forum, addressing the media. Forum leaders called on President William Ruto and his deputy, Rigathi Gachagua, to engage each other and help cool the rising political temperatures in the country. Photos by Philip Onyango, KNA. We would want the two to come together and dialogue in a peaceful environment, said Bishop Omolo, who lamented that the country was witnessing too much politicking yet elections were 3 years away. A member of the forum, Bishop Martin Arara, said what was happening now was a clear manifestation that the unity that the duo portrayed while seeking Kenyans' votes during the last general election was built on deceit. It was not genuine, and that is why they find it difficult to work together, said Bishop Arara, adding, what is happening is a clear manifestation that these two leaders were cheating us. They are not genuine Christians and should go back to the church and receive Christ afresh. Bishop Arara told the president and his deputy to stop using church forums to propagate their differences, adding that this was hurting both the church and Christians. He called on church leaders to stop giving politicians platforms to spew messages that leave the country divided.